I began to experience a deep inner threat. As I entered my 50s and was able to realize the unlikelihood of doubling my years, I came face to face with the simple question, did becoming older bring me closer to Jesus? After 25 years of priesthood, I found myself praying poorly, living somewhat isolated from other people, and very much preoccupied with burning issues. Everyone was saying that I was doing really well, but something inside was telling me that my success was putting my own soul in danger. While the specific symptoms of spiritual drift might be different for each of us, Nowen's question is worth pondering. As you get older and serve in ministry longer, are you getting closer to Jesus? That is a sobering and convicting question for me to reflect on. The truth is, for much of my ministry, this issue wasn't really on my radar. I was preoccupied with growing my church, impacting our community, managing the budget, preparing my sermons, and developing as a leader. Biblically, I certainly knew that loving and knowing Jesus were to be my highest priorities. But if you examined how I spent my time, what I thought about, what I read, what motivated me, and what I talked about, it would have been obvious that a deep and loving relationship with Jesus was down on the list. An honest audit of my life would have revealed that my deepest longings were about ministry success. I can relate to Kyle Strobel's honest confession in the book, The Way of the Dragon or The Way of the Lamb. I had healthy intentions to be faithful and grow in Christ, but my desire for power was stronger than those intentions, and my desire came to the surface quickly. What the authors call power, I would refer to as unhealthy ambition. They go on to say that our feet are trained to find paths of self-achievement and self-glorification. We use our vocations to build significance. We use our relationships to get ahead. The older I get, the more painfully aware I become that my ambition has a shadow side. A healthy ambition, marked by humility and governed by the Holy Spirit, is an amazing quality. But when it gets hijacked by my ego or need to be seen as a success, it becomes toxic for my soul. This reality highlights the tensions we live with in ministry. Doing versus being. Caring for others versus caring for self. Waiting on God versus working for God. Praying versus planning. Preparing spiritual meals for others versus feeding ourselves. Measurable deliverables versus the unmeasurable work of the Spirit. Depth versus breadth. God working in us versus God working through us. In ministry, we must hold these tensions carefully. None of the tensions listed are either-or propositions. They are both and. In fact, embracing only one side of the tension leads to either distorted thinking or dysfunction. The gravitational pull in the 21st century is toward doing, leading, driving, and growing. None of those are negative unless they cause us to neglect having a healthy soul that is deeply pursuing a vibrant relationship with Jesus. A life focused only on the doing, achieving side of the tension will lead to distorted motives, a skewed view of success, and dysfunction on the team. As Ruth Haley Barton writes, it is possible to gain